one of the quotes, you can record it. No, you can't record it. Official yeshivas recorded. I'm not going to say anything controversial, you got to. I just think I don't want to record it. Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev. Thoughts of Chanukah start hopefully crawling through our heads. We start preparing for Chanukah. That's the Avodah Tayyim. From Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Just over 3 weeks to start preparing. So from the oldest Chag that we have, yeah? Adar Marishoy was Koveya Chanukah. The Goyim also had this 8-day festival from the 25th of December to the 1st of January, if you do the counting, 8 days. Goes back. Adam Arishon was Koveya Chanukah.
What
was that? Rishonim, I wasn't going to do this, but you asked him, good. When Adam Arishon left Gan Eden, he saw that the world, the days were getting shorter and shorter. Yeah? And he got a fright because he thought it was going to get shorter and shorter and shorter, there would be no more days left. And at the winter solstice, he saw that the days had changed, the days were getting longer, and he realized that this was just a seasonal flow. And he made a celebration, an 8-day celebration. So he celebrates, 8 days, whatever, okay, that's on the subject now. I'm just saying this goes back all the way. The Rishonim that hold the Chanukah is the right, the Rabbanim just would convey how to keep it. But Chanukah is a serious thing, it's not something you kind of like a run back from the beach to do. We have a tendency to be very influenced by what Chanukah is based on the way we've been brainwashed in the world we come from. Chanukah is a deep, deep concept and it takes a lot of preparation. You have to start now, getting ready. Pesach takes 30 days, Chanukah takes at least 21 days to get ready. There's a remes to Chanukah in the Torah, the 25th word in the Chumash is Or. Many Ramazim, and there's a lot to be said about Chanukah, and you're already learning about it, the halachas and all that. But just to jolt you into recognizing that Shabbos Mevorchim, we're getting ready, it's a message, we're getting ready for Chanukah. Chanukah is also very closely related to Shavuos. We know that on Shavuos is like the Rosh Hashanah for Torah. All this has to be Shmaya, and the din of how much Torah you can learn and how much you're going to be able to do this year is determined on Shavuos. We're also told, Chazal tell us, that the Ikar Siyata Dishmaya that a person gets in his learning comes directly from the learning done on Chanukah. Chanukah is Neshama time. The only Jewish festival where we're not commanded to eat. Devastating, except for Tisha B'Av. It's about as devastating news as Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat. Well, Chanukah, you can eat if you want, but there's no mitzvah to eat. Kula Ruchni. Shemen. Oisis Neshama. This is a Neshama Dika festival. We, Boch Hashem, have ways, you know, the Jewish people have ways, ingenious ways of, you know, making sure that it's, you know, there's what to eat on Chanukah, Boch Hashem. And, you know, Simcha without food, without parties, there's Simcha, so Boch Hashem, you know, the Nashim Tzidkaniyot have come up with very clever ways of turning the Stamas Suda into a Suda's Mitzvah. But the Ikka avoid on Chanukah is Ruchnias. And the Ikka avoid of Chanukah is Torah. And there's a deep connection between that and Shavuos. There's also a very deep connection between Chanukah and the Jewish people. Rav Tesla asks, Mr. Meliyahu, I'm not going into the whole Rav Tesla, just extract this Makuda, fascinating Rav Tesla, which is worthwhile looking at, even not for Chanukah. He said a little bit about the responsibility that Jews have for each other. He just asked a very simple question. Why was Chanukah Koveya as a festival? Why did Chazal come along and make Chanukah into such a big deal? Well, burned for 8 days? That's such a big deal by the Jews? You get surprised? Well, burned for 8 days, so what? Rabbi Chanukah goes to get vinegar burning instead of oil, and he's not surprised, and that's simple. Well, Hashem can't make oil burn for 8 days, what's the problem? So a couple of Yeshiva Bokrim whooped the greatest army in the world? What's the problem? Ever heard of the Six-Day War? Yeah, it happens to us all the time. The sun stops for Yeshua, the sea splits, the Mitzrim are devastated by, you know, we didn't even have to fight the Mitzrim. Hashem took care of them. This you make a big 8-day, all the time. So Desley explains a little bit of what we said earlier, this connection going back all the way to Rishon, that there's a thing called the collective neshama of the Jewish people. A thing called Knesset Yisrael. I don't know if he calls it Knesset Yisrael, or but Knesset Yisrael is the collective neshama of the Jewish people. On Chanukah, the whole year, everything we do affects the whole Jewish people. We're all one. We're all one ish. The Chazon Ish says everybody's ish echod. Therefore, your tefillah can be considered another person's ma'aseh bechira. It's always like that the whole year. But our ability to influence other yidden by what we do is at its most pronounced during Chanukah. What we do on Chanukah has a profound effect on all yidden. So Tesla says it. Therefore, a person by injecting renewed ruchness into what he's doing on Chanukah has the ability to impact in a major way on other yidden who may be not so close to Yiddishkeit, or even if they are, there's uplift there. If my learning period the whole year keeps and nourishes and sustains and keeps the whole world going. But on Chanukah there's this added dimension that actually plugs in whatever this means to the collective neshama of the Jewish people and can mamish impact on them in a major, major way. If you don't believe me that Chanukah is such a choshev time for living Torah, just ask the Yetzirah. MSA La'atzmai, we all know what Chanukah looks like. We all know that Baruch Hashem, Yeshay Mitzvah, we leave the Beis Midrash early, and we never get back, and then we're off to Chanukah parties, and once you're out of the Beis Midrash, the Yetzirah knows what to keep you busy with the whole night and the whole day, whatever, it's all in the name of Torah Mitzvah, and most of the day it gets blown away, and it takes a lot of chizuk to maintain one's balance here, the family, they need to be home with the family. That's not what our discussion is. But the discussion is, you see how choshev this is, of how hard the Yetzirah fights to keep people away from the Gemara in Chanukah. That's the week that we should be. Mamash chapping every second, we are somehow, the Shein Torah and Mitzvah is closing our Gemara on a regular basis. This is not a shmuz to Machazak learning of Chanukah. It's just to show you how serious the issue is that the Yetzirah put so much energy into it. Anybody who's been through a Chanukah issue, but not that I'm talking about Pashat the Gemara.
Can we have full days Chanukah?
Can we have what?
Full days, half day Chanukah.
I'll explain that.
Okay.
It's not really our subject. Because that's the chizuk shmuz for having a machazik yourself during Chanukah. If the yeshiva has full seder, as some do, so first of all, it's not so poshut. For a bocha, there's no reason not to have full seder. Yeshiva bocha goes upstairs, life and come upstairs, and what's wrong? Abrach is a bit harder. He has to go home. He should go home. I don't even know if a bocha has to go upstairs and laugh. He can laugh later. Okay. No deal is. Bocha's ikavoy is to sit and learn. So you'll laugh a bit later. And Abrach's ikavoy is to know that he has other responsibilities besides sitting and learning. So he has to go home and laugh. So that's not a subject. But just to tell you, yeah, like this. Since there's so much Yatir Ishmael and there's so much Shefa Brocha for learning, that of course bocha gives those that want to do it voluntarily against the normative of the Yatir extra opportunity to do it. Imagine the whole world is of Sufgani Yotim, right? I realize you asked the question, you with me? And you machazik yourself, you sit and learn. Imagine how big this fire is. Imagine how powerful that impact is. There's times of the year, there's a thing called Bain as Money. Yeah? We should all say favor during Bain as Money. So, of course, Bokhu gives an opportunity where there's a complete letting go for those who want machazik. You get much bigger brownie points for that one. Don't lose the opportunity. We dafka let you go home in order to allow those who don't want to machazik. I'm not talking to have a brekhe. We have a brekhe that doesn't go home and laugh when he's supposed to. We're not going to discuss that now. It's not our subject. We all know im ein kemach ein teyre. We survive on Torah, there's no question. And if Chazal wouldn't tell us that there's a thing called Im Ein Kemach HaTorah, we wouldn't worry too much about the Kemach. And if there wasn't a chiyuv to make Ishtadlis, we wouldn't make Ishtadlis either. We said, no, no problem. But we have a chiyuv to make Ishtadlis, and we have to know Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah. Pas Pamelach, yes, but even Pas Pamelach means Kemach. The Yeshiva. What if it was missing? Am I correct? Can you ignore that? Yeah? I'm looking at the literature to see if it's about learning. Not in the bathroom. Sorry. You're not there looking. Just in the bathroom, but in the bathroom. didn't mean you. I thought you were Bokrit. No, I was referring to Bokrit. No, you're a free agent. You're not from Shubha to be here.
I was out of
Yeshiva
just at the right time.
I mean, sorry, Ramosh. I meant Bokrit. I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. You go straight through. Foundation member. No, I'm serious. You know, certainly not to stand, and I really didn't mean. You look cool. Sit. Okay. In Kemach and Tayyum. We know that from Shwurz, we know that from many different places. How much Ishtadlis one has to make in order to provide Kemach, to provide Tayyum, is the subject of Machloikas in this Yeshiva. Not one of the big ballet Ishtadlis. How much and where and what? But I'm often under pressure from the executive committee to make more ishtadlis. I've always managed to push them off because Baruch Hashem, with enormous effort, Ishmael, we're usually up to date. But I don't have to tell anybody here what kind of a year we've had, and I don't have to tell anybody here that we're not up to date. Baruch Hashem, we're in pretty good, fine. We didn't say pretty good, but we're in pretty good financial nick. When it's not panicking. There are yeshivas out there that don't switch on the lights during the day anymore. There are yeshivas that have stopped serving bread in the mornings. There are yeshivas that, like Monitz, on the verge of closing down. Because the financial situation is devastating. We don't feel it because, for whatever Baruch Hashem reason, thank God, things have been shifting contest. But it is clear that we have to make some status. Some to make fundraising shtadlers doesn't excite me that much. That's my job. It's part of the year. Some to come to the yeshiva and say, you've got to help, doesn't excite me too much. I've never done it. We're about to start. But Chanukah time is an opportunity to mazaka a lot of people and to give people an enormous, enormous aliyah, an enormous schus to have a chelek in Torah. Shavuos, we experimented with a concept that was surprisingly successful. I was a big skeptic. I even went fundraising during that time because I'm such a skeptic. But the powers that be prevailed, and Baruch Hashem was a very successful fundraising effort. Besides the fact that we raised quite a bit of money that we wouldn't have raised, it was very useful. But also, besides that, a lot of people. Close to 80 people came out to have no shaykes to Torah and never had a hope of seeing Tchias HaMeisim, because anyone has Tchias HaMeisim, you by learning Torah, supporting Torah. There's no other way. You keep all the bits in the Torah, but you don't learn, you don't have shaykes to learning, Tchias HaMeisim isn't going to happen. Only through the light of Torah, people were mazake and given the source of Tchias HaMeisim. The Banker Friedman, in the early days of Tifrach, he said that breaking out to go fundraise from all the Moshavim, all the secular Moshavim in the Negev. One of the guys said, what are you talking about? Esa agurot po, when an agura was worth, you know, 65,000 lira or whatever. You know, now we're getting chetti shekel. Like, how are you can't support yeshiva in a chetti shekel. He said, I'm not interested in supporting the yeshiva. But these people have no schusim. They have no connection to Yiddishkeit. That chetti shekel is buying a chelek in Olam Haba. And not only that, but they'll be kailing on these moshavim one day because of that. There's not a moshavim in the next one that doesn't kailing. A lot of those people's grandchildren are learning in yeshivas today. Because those chetzi shekel. We, I believe, have an achrayus. As much as we are isolated and we're pretending to be Shem Va'evas and not Avraham Avinus, but we have a chiyuv at some stage of our lives to also take achrayus for Klal Yisrael. And if Odessa tells us, there's a wonderful way to do this. Especially on Chanukah. You don't have to close your Gemara. You don't have to leave. But that's about putting in an extra effort, or putting in an extra piece of energy. You can impact Klal Yisrael in a way that you can't the rest of the year, then we have to use that opportunity. Not for ourselves, but because it bothers us that Klal Yisrael is burning. And I'm not just talking about the secular Jews, I'm talking about our own machane. There are a lot of people that need a big chizuk. One of the ways that's been suggested is to take what we did on Shavuos It's been spruced up, it's been shortcutted, it's been technologically advanced and upgraded to minimize the amount of effort that we need to make in order to maximize the benefits. I think that's the correct notion. Yeah, you buy cheap and you sell expensive. That's how I understand business. In order to enable everybody here to assist the yeshiva to raise money with minimal effort, in order to enable everybody here to a mezaka people they know with a chelek in Torah, and at the same time that their learning during Chanukah should take on a whole new meaning, as opposed to just being another day being in yeshiva. We're going to be mechazeking it, we're going to be building it, we're going to take very little time out of everybody's lives here. The emailings and whatever which we did in Shuas get done automatically now. There's a small finer time, and then the technical details will be explained to you by those people that have got me up here talking now. I'm not going to pay you or me, but there's a new website, there's a whole whatever it is. Those of you who don't want to use the internet, which I would highly recommend you don't, so someone will sit there and they'll tell them and they'll type it in for you. However it works, now correct, it's all going to be automatic, it's all going to be, you just think it and it goes, yeah? I want one of those. Yeah? You just think the email and it goes. Somebody can come up with one of those.
We'll explain.
I'm not going to answer the details. What I'm just trying to do here is I'm just trying to machazek and I'm just trying to explain. There's going to be the goal here is to raise $20,000 over Chanukah. I think we're being very pessimistic. I think we raise a lot more. It's always nice to raise more than the goal. There have been sponsored, Boch Hashem, the people working on this project have raised some very, very hoshed sponsorships for prizes. The people that raised the most, how much, where, all the cut-off points or whatever, there's prizes like a weekend seminar for Calvin has been sponsored. There's tours, there's shasim, there's Gavaldika Maldika prizes worth a few thousand shekels, more than a few thousand shekels that have been sponsored to give us a Shtikel Yates horror incentive. The stuff to raise money to help the yeshiva that I'm learning in to keep going, it doesn't sort of get me out of bed in the morning. You have to get the Yetzer Hara out of the way. You've got to give me salary, there's no question. So there's all these incentives, a lot of work's been put into it, and we want to utilize it. But I want to reiterate, and that's why I'm speaking here, this is not just another fundraising campaign, because I'm not that crazy about these fundraising campaigns. We could have a golf day as well, you know. People do that kind of stuff. Ishtadlis means you go out there, you're not going to go out the door, you sit down, you're asking for money, and while you're there, you're McCarrigan, right? That's called Ishtadlis. Big campaigns and whatever, I don't have other messiahs, that's what we do. You go around door by door, Jew by Jew, and you start doing mezakeh, and you understand that you're doing him a bigger favor than he's doing you, and you're giving him some asim, and he's buying you lunch, and you go by for that. It's understanding. You have to have a kolos atos to these people that help us, but we have to understand that you're giving a person at the moment an enormous chedek in another. You wouldn't have it. You're not walking to his office. That's got to be our attitude. But more importantly is I want to do something that's not going to take time out of our learning. It's got to be done in such a way that it's once again, it's not even taking time out of learning. There are plenty big people that do and still take time out of learning. Well, it's Mazaka Torah. The Ponovich Rov was so busy the one day driving around, you know, running all these yeshivas and the buildings and whatever. And somebody said to him, big deal, but what did you learn today? He said, I learned 4,000 daf of Gemara today while I was doing all this. I don't know what the number was, 2,000 daf of Gemara, whatever. They said, come on, we were through the whole day. You know, we didn't open the Gemara today. So he learned, the Ponovich Rov learned. He made many seamen who was running around. So he walked to the best middle shop and thought, he said, the South and Bokhrevia. And they each learned two dafs today. Every one of those dafs mine. It's all my Torah. You support somebody learning, you keep somebody learning, you enable them to learn. It's all your Torah. So taking about 10 or 15 minutes of a year to mezaka people in Chesam Eisen and give people a chelek in Torah and give them, who knows, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, he gives $10 to yeshiva, who knows what comes from there.
Once each gets a quarter of what? The person is running and the person is fine?
Chofetz Chaim says that the Yisachos Vulan relationship is that everybody gets the same reward. We know that a Cholet, but it's pretty clear that if somebody supports you in learning, he gets like as if he learns and you get if you learn. That doesn't say you sell half your Cholet in learning, but it's very hard to understand that shit. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But that is that may the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Aaron Kotler have both on record saying, yes, you get the full reward as if you did it. So the Chofetz Chaim checks also. Aaron Cotton checked also. There was one Bonobos that came to Aaron Cotton and said, in that case, I'm a wealthy guy, I'm going to support 250 of racing and learning, because I'm better at working than learning. And in Olam Abba, there are much bigger Olam Abba. If I would have said, look, if I would have said, you're right, your Olam Abba is going to be great. He says, but what kind of Olam Abba are you going to have? You're not sitting and learning what kind of Olam Abba are you going to have. You have to worry about Olam Abba also, you have to sit and learn. Okay. So, Erebaran spent many, many of his days out there trying to also just keep Lakewood going and whatever, and trying to keep the minion going and whatever. And look what Lakewood is today. There's 3,000 of racing in Lakewood. Yeah, Nora Kavir, the Chutz is the Shiva. Where Arab had to make, he couldn't get a minion. The Satmarini couldn't get a minion when he arrived in America as well. Recently, after the Petir, they were discussing splitting. One of the Rosh Yeshiva said, they were saying, oh, it's a bad Satmar splitting. He said, what do you mean by bad? The Satmarini couldn't get a minion. Now they're coming to split at least. But with 200,000 people here, 200,000 people there, that's a big celebration. No? We don't understand what we do. We don't understand what we do. I remember also in South Africa, two people got together in a little broken down house or whatever and changed the whole country. 20 years later, you look down, we couldn't get a minion on Shabbos. You look here, there's 50 million on Shabbos today. And who could have thought it would have happened? The smallest effort we make, we see how they get lifted up, we see how they get picked up, who would have thought the minion shiver? After Chaim's material, the minion shiver was on its back boat, it was hardly going to survive. Look what it is today. A few years ago, Rosson Street took the keys of the minion shiver and gave them to a Velashev and said, I can't anymore, I cannot take it anymore. I'm not responsible. Yeah, you run the shiver. Rav Elashev said to him, you're right, I agree, but I'm not in charge, I'll give it to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's in charge of Klal Yisrael, not me. And he took the keys to Rav Chaim, and he said, yeah, and that's it. I can't bear the burden anymore. Anybody else who has lost his finger understands he's red lines and wanting to bear the burden. But that's not like it was not bolted in the wheat up. And Rav Chaim said to him, I agree, how long can you hang in for? So he said, a month. He said, fine. If it doesn't work in a month, come back to me. And he's never come back to me. That's what I know. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. The responsibility, the not being able to pay it, having to look at people every day that you haven't paid. Oh, tough. And those that care, and those that are interested, have put together this plan, and I think it deserves the full support and the full encouragement of the yeshiva. Practically how it works will be explained. It's very simple. Basically, is you give us 2,000 email addresses of your closest family and friends, and you send out an email saying, give us money, or else. I got an email the other day from somebody who's very involved in Kirov, probably one of the most powerful, busiest people in Kirov today. He sent out an email to 4,600 people, that's what his dollar base looks like, it's pretty impressive, asking each one to give $20 for a yeshiva that he has no shaykhs to, the yeshiva in Yerushalayim, an old establishment that's on the verge of closing down. So that means they have a close connection to a lot of people who learned to make yeshiva. And this particular person took it on himself, took it as a concern, balabos, and sent an email to 4,600 people saying, if we each give $20, we raise $90,000 for this yeshiva, which will help with about 3% of its debt, something like that, $1.5 million debt, whatever, but that's what we can do. That's it. How hard is it to send out 4,600 emails? That's not a big deal. We've got a machine that will do it for you, you don't have to do it yourself. So I think we should try, what the Shavuos was easy, because we had a learner from. So Chanukah, we have an idea, it will be explained, we have a learner from how it's going to work, what the goals are, how we're going to do it, what the technicals is, what's expected of you. Obviously, I don't want to force anybody yet to do anything, this is not what this is about, but that is to ask, the chazak. We want to try and get the alumni, the guys that have left the yeshiva as well, there's a lot of guys out there to also get involved a little bit, try and spread this as far as we can, to be mazaka, the rabbi, and to give them the opportunity to have a chalek in what we're doing. And at the same time also to just ease the burden a little bit of the yeshiva, help us to take on more avreichim. There's avreichim who haven't been paid, there are avreichim that haven't been taken onto the payroll. We want to try and grow the place, we want to try and expand the place, they're bochim that are getting married, they also want to join the kollel, and we can't. And we want to make a bit of ishtadlus. What will come from it, then? Lo alecha malocha ligmot. B'tchilosa b'avoyda, the sense of ligmot. We have to make our ishtadlus, we have to make our effort, but comes in the end, irrelevant. There's nothing to do with that. And as I said, it has to be done with minimum interference with our learning, minimum connection with that machine called the internet. In fact, if there's no connection to that machine, you get somebody else to do it for you. If we put in our effort and we put in our energy, the ikka effort and the ikka energy is going to be the learning on Chanukah. The ikka energy is going to be the way we govern on Chanukah, the way we say halal on Chanukah, the way we celebrate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu via the Torah that we're learning. That's going to be the ikka avoda. And If we do that, because Baruch Hu will give us the Siyata Lishmael, give us the Bracha, we'll be able to manship, we'll be able to continue to be an enormous Kiddush Hashem, to be an institution, small, very focused institution that in the last 10 years has got over 15 people in Kiruv in the diaspora, which prorates to the size of this institution, that institution is quite a radical percentage of quality, well-trained Talmidei Chachamim, every one of them. Each and everybody in a whole variety of diaspora-related community avoiders is an enormous nachas. One of them went up yesterday in that session, one of our guys went out to Toronto, start building a new community there, and that's the nachas. When you get a phone call from serious people, when major league Rosh Hashivas phone you up and tell me, it's one of your guys, I'm impressed. Solid, minimal, Talmidei Chachamim, B'nai Torah, that's all I have from the guys that went up there. But we have to keep going, and we have to continue to see the world with the guys that we produce here. And that besides the hope that are being built here, besides the Torah that's been learned, the children whose lives are being helped, there's an enormous lot going on here, and we have what to sell, and we have what to. We're obligated to continue doing. Sometimes we have to put aside our own personal growth in order to mavakel ourselves to the needs of Klal Yisrael, and that's what we're asking everybody, myself included, to do. So the practicalities and the details will be answered, I don't think, in this session. What's the time? 5 to 1. We're going to stop now. We'll maybe have we'll let the executive committee strategize when this is explained or whatever, maybe it's emailing. I don't know how you want to do it, but we'll get to everybody. But the idea is, I'm asking you, don't just push it aside, don't just negate it. If you've got questions, if you're not sure, can I send a letter to Aunt Mavis? Maybe she'll be embarrassed, maybe whatever. Come speak to me. You have to be careful how you approach people. You have to be careful. You don't want to ask that. You don't want to see people. I'll be available. I'm going to have a little bit of experience in the field. And those who know me know that I'm very, very super conservative and cautious when it comes to approaching people. We don't just say, yeah, send me a door, everything will be fine. You know, you can insult as many people and offend as many people as you want. I just want to put one more nakuda here. The goal, what we're shooting for here, the theme of this program is called 199.
199.
Gematria Nechanukah is 199. Gematria Tztokah is 199. If you look in the Chidol, if you look in all the great proportion, they say that the man Chanukah is very, very masul for Tztokah. But Nechanukah is Gematria Tztokah. That's why you see the big, very much on stock, and you'll see the Barat stock is going to be making a lot out of this. And I just want to tell you a psak from a Chaim Kanievsky. If you want to know about Barat stockers, the Chaim holds that a yeshiva bocher, wherever he's learning, has kedima over even Irkoy. I mean, you have an ani living next door to you, and the yeshiva bocher in Ponovich has preference over your next door neighbor. Yeshiva take preference over everything. That's the ikat stock that comes to yeshiva, because without Torah, stock is not going to help anybody. So if you've got charlatans about where to give your stock and where to give your mice, etc., etc., you should ask a person. If the big dream, the secular dream, coming out once a year to sit with the Velashev to allocate their stock, as a few of those today, you should be asking charlatans about how we allocate that stock if we haven't learned the Shulchan Aruch. You know, the Mashiach gives you the last Esrog, not necessarily the guy that gets the biggest check of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, it might be that you have to know.
So 199
is Gematria Ner Chanukah, and it's the Gematria Tztokah. And if I'm wrong and it's not, then please shoot the person who put it on my table. Okay, I haven't had a chance to work it out. Okay. We're now getting ready for Mincha.
It's all come back on Chanukah.
Yeah. Chanukah is the Ikka Ikka time.
For learning, the ratio there
is really 200. Yeah. Work it out. That's what he said. We have to change the letter a little bit. You see what you leave a Hungarian to work out the matter. You see what you get.